The Wisconsin Public Service Commission gave final approval to a high-voltage line from Duluth to Wausau, but it was recently rejected by the Douglas County Board. Mark Williamson is with the American Transmission Company, which wants to site the power line. He says that when local governments have veto power, it ends up costing consumers.
So if we spend 3 years in a siting process to put it where common sense tells us to put it and then have to go back and reroute, we've invested literally millions of dollars for naught, and that's coming out of our consumers' pockets.
The company has also invested in a lobbying campaign to get the public behind its plan. Douglas Finn chairs the Douglas County Board, although he was among the minority of members who felt the county should negotiate with American Transmission Company. Still, he testified against a plan that would take away local control over the matter. He expressed doubt about handing the decision over to Public Service Commission members, whom he says rarely attended public hearings on the matter.
I heard this over and over and over again. Where was the Public Service Commission? I know I'm a realist, you can't be at every meeting and everything, but that's a frustration when your people that you serve go to these hearings. Where are the people that really are making decisions here?
A state legislative panel could vote on the proposal next week. The measure's sponsor says it's urgent to ensure the state has enough generating capacity to support business development. Critics counter that areas in need of more power should generate it themselves rather than piping it in from out of state. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.